The report shows that while the number of visitors to Vermont since 2009 increased 1.8%, visitor spending has jumped 19.4%. Most of the increase in spending from the 14 million visitors to the state was for lodging and food. Total room receipts increased over $55 million between 2009 and 2011 and totaled $402 million. Two counties, Chittenden and Lamoille, accounted for nearly half that growth. Vermont Department of Tourism and Marketing spokesperson Jen Butson.
Overall, when you look at the total visitors visiting in 2011, you're seeing 14 million visitors, and the level of recovery is certainly welcome. We certainly do feel like our hard work is paying off and is such a vital part of our economy. When you just look at the employment, the 2011 figures, almost 38,000 Vermonters were employed by the tourism industry. Knowing our population, that is very significant.
The report was presented at the Okemo Valley Regional Chamber of Commerce annual meeting. CEO Margie Graff says the Okemo region is very weather-dependent for tourism, but they are encouraged by the resurgence in visits.
We're very optimistic. You know, look at all the things that we went through with Storm Irene, and then the following year with no snow, and now with the storm from our south neighbors, which is huge for our market here. New York, New Jersey, and Fairfield County is really our market. So we'll just have to wait and see, but I'm optimistic because of the bookings to date. All of the marketing that we have been doing, we go to the New York Times and the Boston Globe travel shows every year, and the Big E. So everything we've been doing is keeping us in the forefront.
While they will not have a formal report until spring, tourism officials in New York's Adirondacks say there's also more tourism spending there. Lake Placid-based Regional Office of Sustainable Tourism President Jim McKenna notes that current receipts indicate growth.
What I can look at in 2012 so far are what we call indicators, and those indicators are occupancy tax collections through the month of October in 2012. We're running 4% ahead of 2011. And then another statistic that is available through October, lodging stays and lodging rates, and we're seeing that average daily rates in the lodging industry are running 1.8% up over 2011. So that information combined from what we've heard from the business community, that's the attractions as well as the restaurant and retail, are all at least vocalizing that they had a pretty strong year financially. At the end of the year, we're going to show some significant gain in visitor spend and also visitation overall.
There are nearly 80 million people within the drive markets to the north and south, and regional tourism officials target areas that include Montreal, Toronto, New York City, and Boston. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.